Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Attitula.
All right, it's complaining time, ladies and gentlemen. Question of the day on this Thursday in the loop. Let us know how you feel, 713-572-4610, or the YouTube, Sports Radio 610, or the Twitch, 610 Houston. What cliche or phrase just drives you up a wall? Bonus points if it's a sports one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to go there, because it actually came out of like the workplace cliches,
yeah,
and phrases that you frequently hear.
I guess Sean came in and we were talking about some of that, and I just mentioned like some of these work cop-outs, basically. Or I don't know if they're cop-outs. That might not be the right word, but little catchphrases that make... Every time I hear something like these, I always think, well, that person's trying to look smarter than they really are, you know, or more, polished or whatever, like thinking outside the box, you know, or and I mentioned this to you guys. For the life of me, I don't know what this blue sky thinking means.
I don't even think I've heard that before.
I've heard it multiple. Well, we have to, you know, really approach it with blue sky thinking.
I don't know what that means.
I actually looked it up.
What the blue sky
about
mean,
the app, Kobe
Bryant?
In other words, like in a perfect world, which is in itself kind of like one of those, but like in a perfect world, what do we want to accomplish in this project? You know, blue sky thinking. Dude, don't try so hard, man. Why are you trying so hard?
Trying to add a little pizzazz to it, man.
Why are you trying so hard?
One of the ones that you mentioned was like circle back, which I don't think, I think for me, especially when it comes to like the office realm type things, those ones don't upset me so much. Cause like, hey man, communication is making sure that we get the message, mm-hmm, if I understand it.
Yeah.
And that's why I hate the other ones where it's just like, you have actually obscured what we're supposed to be talking about. I have no idea what you mean. I have no idea what you're talking about in some of these instances. And, to that end, on the text line, we got people texting in from the 832. I hate bandwidth. Do you have the bandwidth to take on this task?
Yes.
And that falls in the category for me of like answers that you already know the answer to, or questions rather, right? Do you have the bandwidth? If you're asking me, you probably know that I don't.
I mean, but why don't you, why are you saying that? Again, you're kind of trying too hard, is basically what you're saying.
This one I hate, and we use this pretty often, but boots on the ground.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Boots on the ground, guys.
I've used that. I'm guilty of that.
We do that, especially around training camp or, mm-hmm, something like that, where if we have somebody out there, yeah, we're boots on the ground.
Which actually reminds me, and I hope not to offend folks, but if I do, mea culpa. All of the sports metaphors that make it that liken it to war. Because we're not doing war.
It ain't war.
We're not doing war, man. Like this, mm-hmm, you know? I fall victim to some of these things. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, in the trenches. It's not trenches. That's not what we're doing here. Those ones getting under my skin personally.
I had one really just the other day, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, where I was talking with a group of people, and one of them, it was about, I don't even know what it was about, but they said, I'll ping you. I'll ping you? In other words, they were gonna send me an email about,
right,
it.
Yeah.
Why can't you just say, I'll send you an email? Yeah. I'll ping you.
No, what about the person that's like, hey, let's set up a Zoom meeting, mm-hmm, and then the Zoom meeting is just like an audio bit. Or it's just you and the other person. I'm like, you could have called me, man.
That's right.
Like, now I'm sitting at a computer thinking we about to be face-to-face or some type of presentation,
yeah,
and we just audio on the computer.
Yeah, what was the one you were just talking about during the break?
I hate when people do this whenever you're having a discussion and they say, you're on the right track. Like, I hate...
In other words, you're wrong.
I'm wrong. If I'm on the right track, then I'm right.
That's right.
You're on the right track, yes. But...
Or I see what you're doing there. But
I totally understand where you're coming from.
However, hey man, we gotta soften the blow. Like we gotta make this turn, but you don't want it to be too sharp.
You're not wrong.
However, from the 281, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Lame.
Yeah.
Nah, hey man, sometimes that's a motivational factor. Yeah. Like, hey, you gotta take these shots.
Or about this one. Let's table this.
Yeah, let's table this. We'll circle back.
Like, what did this mean?
Yeah.
Somebody said it's not a phrase, but it really drives me nuts. How much Ron says potentially. See, now we're going to a whole different place in that instance. Mm-hmm. Let's see. At the end of the day.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And there are, who was it that said it all the time? A recent, was it Daryl Morey that said it at the end of the, no, it was Tad Brown.
Oh, really?
Rockets president. I mean,
at the end of the day.
I actually told him one because I knew Tad pretty well.
When you get to brass tacks.
I was like, Tad.
Yeah. Now, Glorilla made me like at the end of the day because she said, at the day got to end.
That's right. That's right.
That wrap up everything you got to say.
Some other cliches and phrases that you do not like from the 281, calling a football the rock.
Shout out to Mark Vandermeer.
Toting the rock.
Or what about the pigskin?
I don't mind pigskin.
That's what Clint liked to say.
Yeah, I don't mind pigskin.
Pigskin, like, which one reeks of trying too hard more? Pigskin or rock? If you had to rank them, which one is like, oh, you're trying too hard? More
the rock.
Than the other. The rock.
Yeah, the rock.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Toting the rock.
Four panels and eight laces. Or what is it? Five, six panels, whatever it is. Clint says that. I like that one, actually.
Oh, that's real quaint.
Yeah,
folks.
I like that one.
Somebody said, when you guys use 30,000 foot view. Oh, okay. That's fair. I think I've done that. I think I'm the one that Horatio's talked about in that instance.
I say macro. In fact, I did at the start of the show today.
Moments ago. Macro, yeah. Micro. Mm-hmm. Yep. 30,000. But I feel like everybody understands what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it has become cliche. And it's I got you. Mm-hmm. I got you. Somebody said, okay, we've reached the portion where we are now annoyed by the younger folks, which I will take personally, but I'm also not mad at. Somebody said, my bad. They don't like my bad. They feel like it's stupid.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I personally believe it to be benign, but I can understand how other people, especially if maybe you're older, looking at it like, yeah, what's happening?
I mean, I'll say my bad occasionally. A lot of times I'll say that's on me.
Yeah.
You know?
I think at one point a lot of kids was overusing it. Mm-hmm. Like that came out their mouth all the time. Yeah. Where,
oh, my bad.
Yeah, my bad, my bad, my bad.
Yeah.
You can't have your cake and eat it too.
Oh, that's
WTF, then what's the point?
What do that mean?
Yeah, it is a little unclear because I think the idea is like have your cake as in continue to have your cake.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, if I have it, then I'm going to eat it. Right? Like this is
right.
Your point is lost here as you're trying to make it clear. If you ain't first, you're last. Shout out to Ricky Bobby there. Somebody said it was Nick Casario that you say at the end of the day. It is what it is. Continues to show up.
That's why I'm never giving that one up, man.
It's so funny.
Let's take this offline.
Oh yeah.
What about
about this offline?
What about put your ducks in a row?
Let's see. There was one that I had just seen that I can't. Someone said low hanging fruit.
That's one. That's on the board.
Oh yeah, standing on business.
Mm-hmm.
I don't dislike that one.
Nah, man.
But what that does.
Shout out to Drewski.
That does remind me is. If especially for those of us that got a little contrarian in our bones, right? When something becomes like latches on quickly and it becomes like ever present and everybody's trying to use it all the time.
Then you get out.
Akin to tweakers.
Yeah.
And you're just like, guys.
I'm out.
I would enjoy this if everybody wasn't doing this in the same moment.
Yeah.
Right now. How about moving forward?
Moving forward, yeah.
Somebody said they say macro all the time. And then when somebody says living the dream. How you doing? Yeah. Just living the dream.
Living the dream, man.
I'm trying to live like you. I'm just trying to. It's your world.
Just trying to get
we
like
living
you.
In it.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about
action plan?
Action plan. Okay.
Why don't you say, hey, let's do this? You know, let's go ahead and do this, or you know, let's figure it out. Yeah.
I mean, in the sports world, I think it's abundantly clear that when momentum comes up, that drives me up a wall.
Yeah. This one.
They've got the momentum now.
That's surprising.
Yeah,
to me. That bothers you so much.
It doesn't make sense. The momentum has shifted. What do you mean?
It can be. Momentum can be a thing. I'm not saying it's always a thing, but it can be a thing.
What are you talking about?
It can.
It
shifted, but
it's
then
confidence that you've built.
Hey, it's confidence.
We saw that momentum shift in that Kansas City game, 24-0.
Yes, we did.
Nah, that boys just started playing better. Which we need. From the another one, gave it 110%.
Mm-hmm.
A win is a win.
Oh gosh. 110% drives me a little crazy.
This one Lopez say a lot too. Put a pin in it.
Put a pin in that.
Let's put a pin in that.
Let's put a pin in that. Yeah, I do say that a lot. It's all right. I'm still going to say it.
And then this one I know that Noah Lyles hates. The world champions. Mm-hmm. When you start talking about, hey, these are the world champs.
World champions of what? The United States?
Synergy, just hate that word. Thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm. Or what about...
Good answer.
Let me run it up the flagpole.
Run it up the flagpole.
Why have we not said that one?
That's a winner.
Why have we not thought of that one?
That's a winner right there. Yeah, keep the complaints coming in. Your cliches and phrases that you dislike the most. The most important thing about football is the football.
David Cutley.
Woo, that is a great annoying cliche/phrase. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next.
The most important thing about football is the football.
Never gets old.
I can't believe he said that.
Just
man.
A waste of life. 4 seconds there. But yes, coming up next, let's go around the NFL, including why Bill Belichick is again a hot name for coaching jobs, even though he already has one. We'll do it next.